Dictation for Mr. Gagandeep Singh. Gagandeep Singh. Date of birth is 1/6/1985. Date of accident 3/18/2025. Date of service 3/25/2025. Mr. Gagandeep Singh is complaining of the chief complaints of pain in the lower back and the neck to the tune of 5 and 6 and left knee. He also had a bleeding nose. History of automobile accident. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the presence of an accident that he was involved as a resident driver in a Honda Accord car. The accident happened in Romulus on Vic Road, where he was rear-ended when he was stopped on a red light at Vic Road. The patient reported that he was hit with a Ford sedan at 30 miles an hour while his car was at zero speed. He was wearing seatbelt, airbag did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, there was no hit and run accident, and the police came to the scene, ambulance did not come to the scene. He was not taken to an ambulance. He was not taken to the ER via any ambulance. There was an evidence of nosebleed according to him at the time of accident. He reports of the damage to the car, to the bumper in the rear. There was no damage to the windshields or glass, no damage to the inside. The seatbelt, dashboard, steering wheel were all okay. He reports of hitting his left knee to the steering wheel and a neck whiplash. He was wearing a seatbelt. There was no other injury reported. History of presenting illness, patient is having a moderately severe pain to the tune of 7 or 8. Off and on, 3 to 4 times in one day, and mostly they are located to a vertex of the head, top of the head. Moderately severe, off and on, and they are not sensitive to light or noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, or any seizures or aura. Patient reports no symptoms of TBI. There is no history of any taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem, no vision problems, no hearing problem or buzzing. Ringing in the ear, there is no dizziness or vertigo, no loss of balance, equilibrium, no disorientation, forgetfulness or memory loss, no incontinence, no subtle anesthesia, no sleep problem, no anxiety, depression, panic, and no weakness, lightheadedness. Patient has a moderate difficulty in walking due to the pain in the left knee. The pain in the neck is not radiating, and so is the lower back pain, which is not radiating. The patient reports that these pains in the neck and the lower back and the left knee are continuous, and it describes them as feeling as heavy, aching, and hot and burning. And the pain intensity is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports that the pain is worsened by standing and improved by nothing. There is no radiation of pain reported. Patient does say that he has a uncontrolled urination, but it is not incontinence. There is no muscle weakness, no numbness, tingling of the legs or arms or finger or toes. He can walk up to 5,200 feet, but then it is painful. No investigations have been done. No treatment has been provided. Please review the records for the system review, ADLs, past surgical history, allergies, legal history, relationship, and personal history. He has not picked up any lawyer. ADLs also from the charts that are being sent. Physical examination. This is a 40-year-old sick man who is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious with no cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, chorionicia, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases, no bleeding from the nose. He is not anxious or lethargic. And he's able to walk with a slight limping in the left knee. Is the painful. Blood pressure is 149/104. Pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 100. And the temperature is 97.8. His height is 5'6". Weight 75 kg. Rest of the exam comes from the template. In the nose examination, please mention that he has a complete dryness of the nose and there is no fracture, swelling of the nasal bridge, and no other issues are identified. Only extreme dryness, and he was informed not to scratch his nose. Rest of the exam, neurological, psychological, musculature is all normal. Musculoskeleton is also completely normal. And cervical spine range of motions are as follows: forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. And there is no muscle spasm or paravertebral muscle spasm. Lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25. Side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. All the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are negative. Please use the template. SI joint is non-tender and no finding. Extremities, except for the left knee, all the extremities are negative. Please use the template. Left knee examination is as follows. The patient has a generalized tenderness of the peripatellar and medial collateral ligament. Other than that, no other findings. No swelling, tenderness, fractures, bleeding are noticed. No crepitus, grinding. The range of motion is completely normal at 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. V89.2XXG, R26.89 in the general, in CNS R51, R42, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, left knee M25.562, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXL, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. SI joint is no positive diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan comes from the template as well. Patient is ordered a physical therapy. To continue. And patient refused to take any medication. He just wants to use heat and local treatment. And he'll be visiting us in 15 days. He believes he has an insurance problem. And he will have to retain an attorney and go from there. He refused any further treatment other than just visiting us for one time. He'll be rescheduling his appointment. Thank you.